Inside Mac.
For Friday, October 20th, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. Analysts are advising investors to buy Apple stock. YouTube is losing files, and a new way to help your baby fall asleep. Analysts are predicting good fourth quarter results and a strong future product lineup. They are advising investors to buy Apple stock. Analysts at UBS, Needham & Company, American Technology Research, and Think Equity have all issued positive guidance to clients and have increased the market share across the board to reinforce their proposition. Analyst Charles Wolf at Needham & Company observed that market share gains are coming in ahead of his expectations. He stated, on the strength of Mac's forthcoming ability to run Windows applications, we thought 2007 would be a breakout year for Mac sales, but we were wrong. The breakout appears to be already occurring. He holds a buy rating and a $90 price target on Apple stock. In addition, he's predicting $22 billion in revenue for Apple's current 2007 financial year. Think Equity analyst Jonathan Hoops expects more growth to come. He pointed to macOS 10, iLife 07, iTV, and predicted an iPod mobile phone, a new iPod, flat panel TVs, and digital cameras from the company in the coming months. He said, "We believe Apple is ramped and ready to deliver plenty of holiday cheer." Investors are also being urged to buy Apple stock before January's Macworld Expo takes place in San Francisco. There are now 30,000 less files on YouTube as the company has complied with the Japanese Society for Rights of Authors, Composers, and Publishers. The JASRAC collects royalties for musicians and has submitted a list to YouTube of 29,549 files that it felt infringed on the rights of 23 Japanese content companies. The files are mostly entertainment and music TV programs and were discovered during a five-day audit of the site that started earlier this month. Japan's major TV networks, public broadcasters, and a few regional and cable TV networks are a few of the 23 companies that have backed the JASRAC. YouTube has more Japanese TV clips than other nations because of the strong cult following that Japanese pop culture has around the world. The site posted huge growth in Japan between December 2005 and March of this year, with the number of monthly users growing from 201,000 to 2.1 million. This is the second time this year that YouTube had to deal with Japanese broadcasters. Earlier this year, NHK asked the site to remove a clip of a children's song and said it would go after other files on the site. The final round of voting for the My Dream App competition begins on Monday, October 23rd. Voters will receive coupons towards t-shirts and a free copy of the application launcher software called Overflow, and a second free software package will be announced. 2,700 software concepts were submitted to the competition, and now only six remain. Go to mydreamapp.com to cast your vote. Coming up, I never liked the name Zune, and now I know why. That story when the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Econ Technologies has announced the availability of ChronoSync 3.3.3, the latest version of the automated synchronization and backup application for macOS 10. This maintenance release fixes a problem introduced under macOS 10.4.8, which leads to permissions errors on locked files. The company says this update is a must-have update for all users, and it'll run natively on both PowerPC and Intel-based Macs running Panther or Tiger. ChronoSync is priced at $30 US. QuickerTech's Kinect wireless antenna software has been updated. The Kinect is a wireless super antenna that does not require opening the computer case for installation. Version 1.5 is now completely automated, so the product is as easy to set up and use as the Mac itself. Kinect is the first wireless antenna that will give users 200 milliwatts of wireless RF power. It is designed to work with the MacBook Pro, MacBook, PowerBook, and the iBook models. U-Software has announced the availability of U-Control Tunes 1.41. This is a significant upgrade to U-Control as Tunes provides the first universal binary version. In addition, U-Control Tunes 1.4.1 provides full compatibility with Apple Computer's recently released iTunes 7 and has included a number of user-requested enhancements. U-Control has also been updated to version 1.4.1 to provide the same updated functionality in the iTunes module. U-Control is priced at $29.95 US and U-Control Tunes is free. The iPod is many things to many people, a workout partner, a movie theater, an arcade, and now it can sing your baby to sleep. A new product from Munchkin called the iCrib has been released. It'll attach to baby cribs and features a cradle with inserts to fit the iPod. The system also has a built-in nightlight and volume limiter, as well as a sleep timer, adjustable straps to fit on crib rails, and three modes, music only, lights only, or both music and lights. The company said the iCrib lets you choose the music that soothes your baby to sleep because some kids are a little bit country and others are a little bit rock and roll. You can purchase the iCrib at munchkin.com or from Target stores, and it costs $30 US. And lastly today, Microsoft didn't do its homework when it came up with a name for its new digital music player, the Zune. It seems that the name will be offending some Hebrew speakers. The name for the device, which will try to take on Apple's iPod when released later this year, sounds like a certain four-letter word, specifically the F word in Hebrew. Hebrew linguistics are divided over Zune. Scylla Ratner, the head of Hebrew courses in the Department of Hebrew and Jewish Studies at University College London, said Zune is an unsuitable name. But others are saying while the name is ridiculous and close to the bad word, it is unlikely to be mistaken. But wouldn't you think that companies would try to do some research before they attach a name to a product? Well, Steve Manning, the managing director for a branding agency in San Francisco, said they do. Companies routinely hire branding consultancies to extensively research product names, including translations in other language. As for Microsoft, they said, while we do acknowledge the similarity in the pronunciation, that is not the intended meaning of the name Zune. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you on Monday on the Inside Mac Minute.